Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily. This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 1317, The Narrow Path to a Great Retirement, by Fritz Gilbert of theretirementmanifesto.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. This is a show where I read to you from some of the best blogs on personal finance every day, including weekends and holidays. And we actually have 6 shows where we do that, covering different topics. Search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this to find all 6 of our narration style podcasts. Special treat for you all today. This post is from a new author to the show. I'll tell you a little bit about Fritz right after the reading. So with that, let's hear our first post from the Retirement Manifesto and start optimizing your life. The Narrow Path to a Great Retirement by Fritz Gilbert of theretirementmanifesto.com. The path to a great retirement is narrow. I discovered that 34 years ago, but I really understood it just last night. While laying in bed last night, I had a recollection of a long ago experience. That recollection led to a realization, which led to this post. I realized that an adventure I had 3 decades ago was a perfect analogy for my current hike down a narrow path to a great retirement. I hope you can learn from my journey. Who knows? The story may become an outline for a book. The plan was simple. The year was 1983, and the plan was simple. Hike 19 miles from Wyoming to Montana in Yellowstone National Park over the infamous route known as Bliss Pass. Then celebrate at a big party planned over the weekend at our destination in Cook City, Montana. The complete details of the plan are outlined below for the first time in history. Number 1, coordinate car drop-offs at appropriate trailheads, position ourselves for the hike. Number 2, depart from Wyoming, climbing a total elevation of 4,347 feet to conquer Bliss Pass. Number 3, enjoy the view from the 9,360-foot Bliss Pass summit. Then, number 4, descend into the valley. And to close the weekend, number 5, attend a Beartooth Mountain Rendezvous in Montana to celebrate our success. It's amazing to think that 34 years later, I would reflect on that hike in my 54th year, have a eureka moment, and begin forming this post in my mind. Turns out that hike provided the perfect blueprint for the narrow path to a great retirement. That hike is a perfect analogy and defines a path we would end up following for the next 30 plus years on our hike towards an early retirement. The steps we took on that Bliss Pass hike, when tweaked slightly as required for our personal finance journey up Mount Retirement, became an accurate map for our journey along the narrow path to a great retirement. I'm going to outline the steps on the Bliss Pass hike and show how they apply to our lifelong hike up Mount Retirement. Number 1, the plan. Like every good adventure, the hike began with the plan. Similarly, you can't make it up Mount Retirement without first doing some planning. Bliss Pass. It was Thursday night, and we were relaxing in the employee lounge after our dinner shift at Yellowstone's Canyon Lodge. A group of us from the restaurant decided to attempt the hike over Bliss Pass, and the plan was born. The plan was refined over the course of the evening, and in the morning, we headed out on our adventure. Mount Retirement. Though I didn't realize it at the time, the plan for my hike up Mount Retirement started on day one of my first real job after college, when I signed up for the 401k and started automatically saving towards retirement. The plan was refined over the course of my working career, and I've made solid progress up the mountain. Number two, the map. Bliss Pass. As we prepared for our departure, we spent a lot of time studying the map. We agreed on a distance we all felt was achievable, and we focused on that intimidating 4,347-foot elevation gain. We pulled out the map numerous times during our hike and watched our progress towards that breathtaking summit. Mount Retirement. As we worked our way down the path of life, we updated our net worth every year and watched as we made progress towards that breathtaking summit. Number three, the narrow path. Bliss Pass. Yellowstone National Park encompasses 3,468 square miles of wilderness. The path over Bliss Pass is only a few feet wide. Wander off the narrow path and it's easy to get lost. It's a lot easier to reach your destination if you remain on the proven trail. Mount Retirement. Your life encompasses seemingly endless opportunities to lose your way. Wander off the narrow path and it's easy to get lost. The basic path is simple but narrow. Spend less than you make and invest the difference wisely. The bigger the gap between income and spending, the shorter your hike. There may be a few variations on the theme, but the basic trail is pretty narrow. It's a lot easier to reach your destination if you remain on the proven trail. Number four, the climb. Bliss Pass. The climb was at times almost intolerable. The narrow path inched through mile after mile of steep switchbacks. Legs burned, lungs gasped. Friends made the marathon more enjoyable. Mount Retirement. The climb was at times almost intolerable. The narrow path inched through day after day of life. Cars had to be purchased, college tuition paid, legs burned, lungs gasped. Friends made the marathon more enjoyable. Number five, rest. Bliss Pass. At times, we had no choice but to take a break. The body can only endure so much, and there were moments when we all knew it was time to give ourselves some rest. Take time to enjoy the journey. In many ways, it is the destination. Mount Retirement. At times, we had no choice but to take a break. Saving for retirement can only go so far, and there were moments when we knew it was time to bring some balance. Sometimes it's okay to spring for that high school graduation trip to Hawaii. Take time to enjoy the journey. In many ways, it is the destination. Number six, the view from the top. Bliss Pass. It's crazy to view the photograph I took from the summit of Bliss Pass 34 years ago. I'm pleased that I still have my photo album, remember those? From the summer in Yellowstone. And I love the memory of the first view of the Beartooth Mountain Range as we cleared the summit of Bliss Pass. Mount Retirement. For fun, I calculated how many days are between my first and last planned day of work. Any guesses? How about 12,023 days? Converting that into Bliss Pass elevation gain, I'm equivalent to 4,215 feet up the pass, with only 132 feet left to climb. I can almost see the summit, and I'm excited about that first view. Number seven, the descent. Bliss Pass. Down is different than up. After many miles of hiking up, the trail down from the summit was a welcome relief. Gravity became our friend and pushed us towards the celebration we were planning at the conclusion of our hike. Mount Retirement. Down is different than up. Decumulation is different than accumulation. After years of hiking uphill, we're looking forward to implement our retirement drawdown strategy and feeling the push of our passive retirement income as we move towards our celebration. Number eight, the celebration. Bliss Pass. After a brutal hike, the celebration seemed especially rewarding. The Beartooth Mountain Rendezvous lived up to its billing, and a great time was had by all. Mount Retirement. After a long and toiling career, the celebration will be especially rewarding. We're hoping that post-retirement life will live up to its billing and are looking forward to having a great time celebrating our journey. Number 9, be different. Bliss Pass. How many folks sleep on the roof of a hotel? When you're a broke college kid, you do what you can to save money. Yep, it was a fun celebration after a grueling hike. Mount Retirement. Live your own life. Don't accept the norms that others may feel are appropriate for your life. On the Appalachian Trail, a common refrain is to hike your own hike. Good advice. Take it, then enjoy a fun celebration after your grueling hike. Conclusion. It's interesting to think how a hike from 34 years ago became our guidebook down the narrow path to a great retirement. Prepare for your journey, study the maps, and tough it out on that narrow path up those brutal hills of life. The view from the top is amazing, and the celebration will be worth it. You just listened to the post titled The Narrow Path to a Great Retirement by Fritz Gilbert of theretirementmanifesto.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I've found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Thank you to Fritz. He retired at age 55 after a 33-year career in the global aluminum industry. His award-winning blog, The Retirement Manifesto, is focused on helping people achieve a great retirement. The blog follows his journey from 3 years prior to retirement through his first 2 years of living in retirement and focuses on both the financial and non-financial aspects required to live a great life in retirement. Follow him at his blog, The Retirement Manifesto, or on Twitter and Facebook. And thank you again to Fritz for letting us share his work. As a fellow hiker, I really appreciate the parallels Fritz drew between his FI journey and awesome hike through Yellowstone. Physically, we can use our energy to take us to see places in the great outdoors that we wouldn't see otherwise. I also like to think of money as a form of energy. We can harness it to create options and life experiences we wouldn't have otherwise. Similarly, when you're hiking, there will be times you're pushing up an incline or strolling along a flat area or stepping lightly around some slippery rocks. And there will definitely be times that you need to rest. On your financial hike, there may be times that you're sprinting, like when you're getting out of debt, or times that you're more relaxed, like when your investing is on autopilot and you're just watching your nest egg grow. And there may even be times when you need to take a break due to an unexpected job loss or obstacle that life throws at you. Whether it's a physical or fiscal hike, we're unlikely to be going at the same pace the whole time. but it's comforting to know that our efforts will be rewarded, either through a beautiful view at the summit or maybe even early retirement. Either way, I'm here for it. So that's a wrap for another edition of Optimal Finance Daily. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll see you back here tomorrow, where your optimal life awaits.